The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 9th chapter, text number 9, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on February 16th, 1976, in Mayapur, India.
Translation: The Lord Maharaj continued to offer his prayers as follows. I consider that a person who is possessed of all riches, born in an aristocratic family, by bodily luster and by beauty, by austerity, by education, by expert activities, by effulgence, by influence, by bodily strength, historical activities, intelligence, and mystic yoga power, by all these qualifications, nobody can worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but simply by devotional service, as it was done by Gajendra. Thus the Lord was satisfied upon him.
Manne dhanadhi janarupa tapasitoja tija prabhava balo pauvita buddhiyoga naradhanaya bhavanti parasapunso Bhaktyatutosa Bhagavan Gajadutapaya. So, Bhagavad Bhakti is not dependent on any material possession. Material possession, the description is fully given here. If one is very rich, dhana, he cannot think that I can become a devotee of the Lord. Because Hiranyakashipu possessed the riches of the whole universe, but he could not become a devotee. So, this is misconception that because I am very rich, I am very beautiful, I am very intelligent, I am a great scholar, I am a very prestigious person, and so on and so on, there are so many things. But Prahlad Maharaj says, no, nothing of these items can help you to be promoted to the transcendental platform of devotional service. Nothing. Only bhakti. And Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhaktya Mama Vijanati. He never says that by karma, by jnana, by yoga, nothing. There are four things for elevation. Karma jnana, yoga, and lastly bhakti. Bhakti is the ultimate goal. Karma, you cannot become perfect if it is not mixed up with bhakti. That is called karma yoga. Jnana itself is useless unless it is added with bhakti. That is called jnana yoga. Similarly, hatha yoga, every yoga, everything is yoga, karma yoga, jnana yoga, dhyana yoga, hatha yoga. But yoga means connection, link up with the Supreme. Then it is karma yoga, dhyana yoga, jnana yoga. When this yoga becomes completely pure, then without karma, without jnana, without mystic power, that is called pure yoga. So that pure yoga means love of God. Krishna is my Lord, I am Krishna's servant. This much understanding, I am eternal servant of Krishna, so my life is for Krishna, therefore all my activities should be simply directed for the benefit of Krishna. This is called pure yoga. And therefore Krishna says that yoginamapi sarvesam madhvata antaratmana sadhyavam bhajati yumam samiyuktatamam. There are many types of yogis, but the yogi who is always thinking of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Yes. So they are first class yogis. Even they are just like Prahlad Maharaj. He was first class yogi because he was always thinking of Krishna, Narayana. And he was not afraid of his father's punishment, chastisement. So, Prahlad Maharaj analyzes that these things cannot help you. If you think that I am very rich man, I can purchase God. Generally they think so, that by riches one can purchase God. Then dhanar abhijana. Abhijana means aristocratic family. Big connection with big, big men. That is called abhijana. Just like Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami was minister. So, he was connected with very big, big families. Kaptyaturnam asesa mandalapati sani. This Rupa Goswami gave up this aristocratic position. Because he was a minister, his connection with big, big jamindars, big, big businessmen, big, big nawab, he could not mix with ordinary men. But he gave up everything. This is the same example as Prahlad Maharaj said. Abhijana. These are useless. Rupa Goswami gave example. Tattva tu namasi samandala patisanin sada tuccha. Tuccha, there's no value. Insignificant. Give up. The same line. This is called disciplic succession. Many millions of years, the Prahlad Maharaj said that abhijana, by these things you cannot achieve the platform of devotional service. And many, many millions of years after, so Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami also showed the same example. Tatyātu namasi samandalapati sani sadā tuccha. So this is called parampara system. Not that millions of years ago Prahlad Maharaj what he did, that is now gone. Now something new should be introduced. No. It cannot be changed, even millions of years now. This is called parampara system. Krishna said, millions of years ago, I spoke this Bhagavad Gita yoga process to sun god. Imanga vivasati yogam praktavan aham. The same aham, Krishna. He spoke millions and trillions of years ago to sun god. So, nothing new. Krishna consciousness is not a new manufactured method. No. It is the oldest. So, Prahlad Maharaj also said something. Rupa. Rupa means personal beauty. I am very beautiful, then Krishna will be attracted. Krishna has many, many thousands of beautiful wives and friends. In Vrindavan, he had many, many beautiful girlfriends, the gopis. And in Dwarka, he had many, many beautiful queens, 16,108. Count. Lakshmi, they are all goddess of fortune. That is Krishna. Lakshmi sahasra sata samrama sevamanam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhulya. Krishna, he is not after beauty, but beauty is after him. That is Krishna. Not Krishna is after beauty. The materialistic person, they think that Krishna was so much fond of beautiful woman. No, no, that's not the fact. The beautiful woman were after Krishna. That is Krishna. Krishna is so beautiful, kandatpa koti kamaniya visesa sobham. Kandatpa, kandatpa means cupid. We have heard the name of cupid, very beautiful, attractive. But he is kandatpa koti kamaniya visesa sobham. Govindamadhu, samtamangu. Krishna does not want any beauty for his satisfaction. He is self-satisfied. But devotees, beautiful devotees, rich devotees, aristocratic devotees, perfect devotees, they are up. That is, he is self-satisfied. He doesn't require anything. This, just like when this foolish people read Srimad Bhagavatam and it is said that Krishna had 16,000 wives, queens. So they think that an ordinary man, one who keeps more than one wife, he is considered to be very lusty. No, no, that is not the fact. Krishna, these 16,000 why? How they became white? You know this story, that many beautiful, 16,000 beautiful, the king's daughters were kidnapped by the Asura. What is the name of that Asura? Bhava Asura, no? Yeah. So they prayed to Krishna that we are suffering, kidnapped by this rascal, please save us. So Krishna came to rescue them, and the Homasura was killed, and all the girls were made free. But after freedom, they were still standing there. So Krishna asked them, now you can go home to your father. And they said that we are kidnapped and we cannot be married. In India still that rule is there. If one, a girl, young girl, goes out of home for one day or 2 days, nobody will marry him. Nobody will marry him. Is considered to be spoiled. This is still the Indian system. So they were kidnapped for so many days or so many years. So they appealed to Krishna that will not be accepted either by our father, neither anybody will agree to marry. Then Krishna understood that their position is very precarious. Although they are released, they cannot go anywhere. Then Krishna, he is so kind, bhakta-vatsala, he inquired, what do you want? That they said that you accept me, otherwise we have no other means to stay. Krishna immediately asked, yes, come on. This is Krishna. And not that he 16,000 wives was concentrated in one camp. He immediately constructed 16,000 palaces. Because he has accepted as wife, he must be maintained as his wife. as his queen. Not that because they had no other means, they have come to my shelter, I can keep them anyway. No. Most respectfully, as queen, as Krishna's queen. And again, he thought that the 16,000 wives, so if I remain alone, one figure, then my wife cannot meet me. Everyone has to wait for 16,000 days to see the husband. No. He expanded himself into 16,000 Krishnas. This is Krishna. These askers, they accuse Krishna as woman hunter. It is not like you. You cannot maintain even one wife. But he maintained 16,000 wives in 16,000 palaces and in 16,000 expansion of hall. Everyone was pleased. This is Krishna. We have to understand what is Krishna. Don't try to imitate Krishna. First of all, try to understand Krishna. So, then again, tapa. Jagadvara tapa kriya. Natajam kadamimata. In the human society, this is very essential. That one must perform yoga. That is stated in the Bhagavad. Dana. Actually, brahmachari. He must perform yoga. Then grihastha, he must give in charity. Who will give charity? Now they cannot maintain even family. Where is the question of charity? Grihastha must give in charity. Yoga, dana, and tapa. And those who are vanaprastha and sannyasi, they should practice tapasya, austerities. Jagaddana tapakriya, natajyam, kajamayiva tat. Because you have taken sannyas, you cannot give up these things, jagaddana tapak. It must continue. You cannot say, we have given up everything, we have given up these things also. No. Krishna therefore says, jagaddana tapakriya, pavanani manushina. Even if you think that you have become very great, saintly person, still you cannot give up this, jagaddana tapakriya. So, tapa. And, suta. Suta means education. Education means Vedic education, not this electrical education. No, that is not education. Nowadays, they have taken education, technology as education. That is not education. If I become an expert electrician, that is not education. Education, panditta, the Chanakya Panit in the lower stage of life, ordinary life, he said, who is educated, pandita. He said, Matribat paradare su, paradabbe su, loshtabat, atavat sarbhavute su, japasati sapandita. This is education. Where is that education? Matribat paradare su. All woman, mother. Where is that education? There is no education. Therefore, in this age, practically everyone is a murha, not educated. He does not know how to look upon woman. Woman should be looked as mother. Still, in India, unknown woman should be addressed mother. They have introduced now in the northern India, Bahinji. No, this was not there to be. Mataji. This is Indian culture, not Bahindi. This has been introduced now. No. Matra sasra dhitrava. Woman connection with man is as mother, as sister, or as daughter. No other relations. This is Indian culture. Mātrivat paradārīṣu paradabbeṣu lostava ātavasthanubhūteṣu japasantīṣa pandit. This is culture. This is called sloka. And teja, ojasa. Ojasa means strength. This is like khatriya. They are teja. Khatriya cannot tolerate that a man is being tortured before him. No, he will take immediately. Why man? Even animal. Even animal. Just like Parikshit Maharaj, he saw that one cow was being attempted to be killed. Immediately took his sword. And in modern civilization, even in a city like New York, if a man is killed before one man, nobody will take care. Nobody will take care, is it not? Let him be killed. I am going in my own way. So, this is not civilization. There is no Brahmana, there is no Kshatriya, there is no Vaishya. Simply all Sudras. Kalau Sudra Sambhava. So you cannot be happy under the government of the Sudras. That is not possible. Must be Teja. Government must be very, very powerful. Even say, not more than 100 years ago, the Kashmir king was so powerful that there was no stealing in the state, from the whole state. There was no stealing. There was no thief. That is government. At night I have to become concerned, the thief may come, a burglar may come. So that is not enough. One should lie down very freely, the government is there. That is called teja, khatriya. Teja, then prabha, influence, bolo, bodily strength, paurusa. Paurusa means one who has achieved many wonderful things. That was paurusa. So nowadays there are many persons who are very they have done so-called achievement, just like this atom bomb. It is also atom bomb. But what for this purpose? The purpose is to kill. That is not prabhava. Prabhava is to good to others, influence. Prabhava, paurusa, and buddhi, intelligence. So buddhi means not how to cheat you. That is not buddhi. Buddhi means to know what is your problem of life and endeavor for solving this problem. This is called buddhi. Therefore, bhakti yoga is known as buddhi yoga. Buddhi yoga. In the Bhagavad Gita you find this word, buddhi yoga. What is that buddhi yoga? Buddhi yoga means jenamam upajadite dadani buddhi yogam tam. That is buddhi yoga. Intelligence means to know how to go back to home, back to God. That is intelligence. Not that intelligence, how to cheat you, how to get some money, who can prove. That is not intelligence. That intelligence I see, I was, Harishari, I was explaining that. That is an ant, a small ant. As soon as there is a drop of sugar juice, immediately, within a second, hundreds of ants will come. Here is a drop of sugar. This is nature's fact. This kind of buddhi yoga, or buddhi intelligence, how to eat, how to sleep, how to have sex, and how to defend. Even in the ant there, this buddhi yoga is there. That is not buddhi yoga. To endeavor too much, for the ahara nidra bhayam aishanansha. That is not considered buddhi. That buddhi, intelligence is there even in the ant, a small ant. The real buddhi yoga is how to be engaged in devotional service of the Lord. That is the deal. How to become first-class devotee of Krishna. That is called buddhi-yoga. Buddhi-yogam dadamitam. Jinovam upajantite. That is buddhi-yoga. How to go back to home, back to God. That is buddhi. So this ordinary buddhi will not. Buddhi, everyone has got intelligence. Even the ant has got intelligence. We study sometimes. The sparrow, he has got intelligence. But the perfect intelligence is there when one is in bhakti yoga, in searching after atatha brahma jigyasa. When one is searching after the absolute truth, that is buddhi yoga. Buddhi yoga, here is also yoga. No aradhana. This ordinary material buddhi, material wealth, material beauty, these things are not competent to worship the Supreme Personality of God. No aradhanaya. No aradhanaya bhavanti. These are useless. So, don't be disappointed that because I am poor, I cannot become devotee. Everyone can become devotee. Abala vriddha vanita. Even the children, just see how the children, they are dancing, they are chanting, they are offering obeisances. That is bhakti yoga. Sai vungshang paro dharma dato bhakti radhukhaji ahaituki apratihata jino atma samprasidati. So, gajajutapaya, here it is, even the elephant, he also became a great devotee. Even a monkey, Hanumanji, he became a great devotee. He is not even human. So therefore, bhakti is apratihata. It cannot be checked in any condition. In any condition you become bhakti, simply if you learn from the authority how to do it. That greatest authority is Krishna. He says, I give you intelligence. Buddhi yogam dadami. I give you. How? Tisam satadu yuktanam bhajatam prihidi purput. If one is working under the direction of the spiritual master with love and faith, then Krishna from within as Chaitta Guru, the Guru within the heart, he'll help you. And he'll send you bona fide guru to help you externally. So both ways will be helped and you'll become Prahlad Maharaj. Thank you very much.